Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go.
Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Happy Wednesday. I am so excited to record this episode because this is going to be a little bit of a kick in the butt that you are needing right now, especially because we're at the beginning of February and this is the month where some people tend to drop off with their New Year's goals. So I want this to be your reminder that you are building a masterpiece of a lifestyle. And it's going to take you showing up consistently and you being this next level version of yourself consistently and going at it over and over and over and over again, not taking no for a fucking answer, not caring if it looks like it's working or not, not caring if the external is matching up, and just being willing to keep going and keep putting your head down and doing the work and showing up for your goals, like still be in it. And like I said, this is the time where people start to drop off from the gym, they start to drop off from their goals, or they didn't really build the momentum they wanted to in January. Like, you can choose to change the vibe at any point, any day, any moment. Like, it could be today and you haven't taken a single action step towards one of your goals for New Year's, and you could decide in the next 10 minutes to take an action step and be back in the game. And that's what I want to remind you of today in our episode, and really dive into who you need to be for your manifestations and who you need to be when the manifestation isn't here yet and when it looks like it's not happening. And I think it's just such a timely conversation to bring to the podcast with where we're at with the year. And it's perfect timing because I have a story that I want to tell you in this episode about trusting the process when it looks like things are crashing and burning, when it looks like things aren't working. That has to do with a vacation. And I am literally leaving for Mexico for my VIP weekend and then to my amazing vacation with Austin. So I'm like, oh, this is just so timely that we are bringing up this conversation. But before we dive in, I do want to remind you of our super exciting upcoming money manifestation challenge. We have a 3-day challenge coming up. It's all audio training. So if you're a podcast girly, you're going to absolutely love the format of this mini program. It's called For the Love of Money. Learn how to love money back and ditch your financial situationship. Okay. It's out with the situationships. It's in with true love. It's time to become a soulmate with money. It's time to be magnetic to money. And the vibe of this is the vibe of like meeting a guy that's obsessed with you, not in like a love bomb way, but like in a, of course he's obsessed with me because I'm amazing, gorgeous, and awesome, where he just can't stop thinking about you. He's texting you, he's giving you updates. You never have to worry about him because you know how he's obsessed with you. Like, he's just magnetized to you. We're going to tap into that energy inside of this money challenge. It's only $33 to join and we start on Monday. I'm so excited. The link for that is in the show notes. And if you can't access it for whatever reason, message me over on Instagram. But once you're in, shoot me an I'm in message on Instagram because I have a free bonus for you. Super excited. All right, let's dive into this. So who you need to be when the manifestation isn't here yet. I want to tell you a story about a time it looked like things were not fucking working and they ended up working out. Okay. So throwback to, oh my gosh, what was this? 2022. I had my first Tesla. Her name was Tessa the Tesla. I loved her. She was a black Model 3, white interior. I was obsessed with the white. Oh my gosh. And Tessa meant the world to me. When I got my Tesla, it was because I just wanted to up level. I had a Ford Fusion before her that I fully owned, fully paid off, bought in cash. So literally cost me nothing. The Ford Fusion was fully working, totally fine. Nothing wrong with her where I like needed to get a new car. I just wanted one because I had a moment when I was living in Nebraska where I was like, I think the boss version of me would drive a nicer car. And not because I don't appreciate this one, not because something's wrong, but just because I desire to have a nice car and the next little version of me would be driving more boss car. So getting the first Tesla meant so much to me because it was the first time I allowed myself to get something just based off of desire and not necessity, which was a really bad money pattern I had for a long time just because of how I grew up. So there's a really big symbolism. And fast forward to 2022, I was in a coffee shop in Beverly Hills. This is when I lived in LA, and I had gotten a notification on my phone that my trunk had opened on my car because there's a Tesla app. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And I was in the middle of a meeting. So I was like, why is my trunk open? And I was like, is somebody breaking into my car? Cause that was something that was like happening in Beverly Hills at the time. And then I got another notification saying my car alarm was going off. And I was like, okay, this is actually an issue. And so we packed up all of our stuff and ran to my car. And when I was like literally running down the street, there were like cops everywhere. And there was like this banged up van. And then my car fully turned to the side from where I had parked it and completely fucking wrecked in the front, like full, like trashed. Totally trashed. There was no saving her. I knew she was going to be totaled. And I ran down the street and I was like, oh my God, that's my car. And it was this whole thing. So basically this man, I guess he was probably just speeding and he hit my car and it was totaled. And he was driving like a 1998 van and I guess didn't have insurance and he only spoke Spanish. So I couldn't really like talk to him, but luckily one of the police officers spoke Spanish with him. So they got that all sorted and got my information, but then took my car away obviously because she was totaled, not drivable. And I was absolutely shattered because this was literally like days before my fucking birthday. And I was like, oh my God, this car that means so much to me, completely totaled. It's almost before my birthday. Like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And thinking that like, I got so scared because I also had a lease on that car. So I was like, oh my gosh, am I gonna have to pay off this lease? And like, I don't even have the car anymore. And now I'm gonna have to get a new car. And I was just like all frazzled about the process. And then I was going through insurance to get a rental and I didn't get insurance myself to cover rentals. And the other guy didn't have insurance, or no, they had insurance, but very minimal where it wouldn't cover rentals. So it was just a disaster. And I feel like I was on the phone with insurance every day, figuring out what was gonna happen. And then they couldn't get a hold of the guy and it was a whole mess. And at that point, it just looked like everything was fucked up. It just looked like, oh my God, why is this happening to me? And I had to continue to snap myself out of that mindset and be in the energy of like, everything's working out. Everything's going to come together. It's going to be okay. When it looks like it's not working, you have to put yourself in the mindset of this is working. It's working out in my favor. It's rearranging in my favor. The universe is always working in my favor. The universe is rigged in my favor. Really consciously choosing these beliefs. And it's a test because in those moments, it's not easy because you don't have the external validation. It feels like externally everything is stacking against you. You have to put yourself in that energy. You are the leading force of your energy and how your life goes. So I kept rerouting in my frustration, rerouting. I got a rental car for like 4 days, rerouting. And then I went on a vacation. I hadn't really heard much from insurance. And then I went on a vacation because I had a trip planned to the DR. So I fly to the DR. Insurance tells me that they're finally finishing up the claim. And I get this email one day into my vacation saying that insurance paid off the rest of my lease. So I now didn't have to finish paying off my Tesla. And that there was also going to be a refund for the damages that would be sent to me. Because here's the crazy thing. I leased my Tesla, but it had so few miles on it, it hadn't depreciated in value, which is like unfucking heard of for cars. So that was already insane. And so since it hadn't depreciated, I actually made money off of the lease. And insurance sent me a $20,000 refund my first day on vacation.
With President's Day savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 35% off select appliances like LG. Plus, save up to an extra $450 on select appliances. And with customizable kitchen packages, we make it easy to shop and swap for the features you want. Like the 3-door French door refrigerator with slow-melting round craft ice. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 35% off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. America's most reliable line of appliances per independent study. See store online for details. Minimum purchase required.
Hey, Chicago. Apple is open for small business. That's right. We're here to make starting and running your business simpler. With privacy and security built in on all devices, it's easy for you to protect your customers' data. And if you need hardware or software support, you'll get advice from business experts at no cost whatsoever. So you can focus more on the soup du jour and less on, you know, the other stuff. At Apple, we're open for your small business. Go to apple.com/small business or visit an Apple store to learn more.
And this was after like 3 weeks of dealing with so much craziness and so many unanswered questions and not having a car and having to Uber everywhere and walk everywhere and rearrange rides. And it was so annoying. And I had a trip to Palm Springs planned, and then we got a rental car only for 4 days. So then I could only do the trip for that long because then I would have to drive back. And it was just like a whole thing. But every time I ran into something that made me feel like it wasn't working, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? This is so annoying. Anytime I felt that, and I felt like, oh my gosh, where is the resolution? Where is my manifestation? Are they going to buy me a new car? What am I going to do? Anytime I started questioning that or getting frustrated, I rerouted. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working out for me. The universe is literally rigged in my favor. Everything is working out for me. It's going to be better than I imagined. And I got my lease paid off. A $20,000 check in the mail. And then that's when I got to buy my Range Rover, which was another dream car of mine that I had been wanting forever and ever and ever. And I got such a nice model on my Range Rover. It literally has, in my Range Rover, I have a fridge in the middle console. Like, it's insane. So when I say there is a version of you that you need to be when it feels like it's not working out, I mean that, because in dealing with so much bullshit in my life, I have chosen who I want to be in those moments. And it pays off every single time you are willing to push through and rise and be a different version of yourself and not give in to the easy answer, which is being frustrated, which is doubting the process. The issue is you hit a point where your manifestation isn't here, or everything's getting messed up, and you think like, why me? Or you're getting frustrated and you drop the vibe. You don't snap yourself out of it. You let a shitty 5 minutes turn into a shitty week and turn into low levels of expectation and frustration. And then that is the predominant vibe. So of course, the resolution you want can't work out in your favor because you're not an energetic match for it. You're dropping the vibe when it looks like it's not happening. Or let's say there's something you're manifesting and you are like really on the vibes for a week, and then it doesn't happen, and then you suddenly drop the vibe. That is the actual moment where it is a test, where the universe is like, are you going to be this next level version of yourself? Are you willing to push through like a next level version of you? And when you drop that vibe and stop believing and get frustrated, that immediately tells the universe that you are not ready. Because it's saying you have this circumstantial level of belief where if the circumstances are right, if the evidence is there, if it looks like it's working, then you will show up. Then you will believe. If all of these things are aligned, then you will do that. But once that doesn't come, you have like a weak tolerance of it not being there. And then after a week, you're kind of like, okay, this is getting old. I'm not going to believe anymore. And then you drop your vibe. You have to learn to be this version of yourself who is showing up consistently for herself day in and day out and only holding the space for the most favorable outcome. Because we start to drop the vibe and we get frustrated and we think the why me's, right? But then we drop our energy. And now instead of feeling like positive expectation, high vibe, yes, excited, this is it, this is gonna be fucking amazing, we start to feel like, ugh, hopefully this works. I hope this works. I'm showing up. I'm going to do it. I hope this works. Thinking about the manifestation, not in the knowing, but now in the thinking and the hoping. And then after that's not working, then you're frustrated. And then you're like, well, what's even the point? And then we stop showing up, and then we stop sticking to our rituals, because it, of course, it's easy for you to want to whip out your journal and get excited in visualization when you're in that vibe. But once the vibe drops, you feel like there's kind of no point. And that is not the next level version of yourself. Your manifestations require the next level version of you. And when it looks like it's not happening is exactly the moment you are being tested. It's literally a diamond in the rough to be tested, to be shaken out and form you into the diamond that's going to be on another level. So who you need to be when it feels like the manifestation isn't here yet, or it's not coming, or it feels like the odds are stacked against you and it feels like it's not working out and you're getting frustrated. You have to snap your ass out of it, remind yourself who you are, and stay in that excitement energy. Stay in that hopeful, not the hopeful energy, but the positive expectation of like, this is working out. This is working out. This is coming together. I'm going to stick through it because that's who I am. The difference is you're sticking through it and staying in that vibe of expecting the best, this or something better, because that's who you are. Not for that one result, not for that one manifestation, because that's just the kind of person you are. You show up, you're diligent, you stay consistent, you consistently take care of yourself, you consistently stay in your rituals because that's who you are, not because you want to manifest 10K, not because you want to manifest a car, not because you want to manifest this trip, just because that's who you are. So you need to start looking yourself in the mirror and being like, well, who am I choosing to be? Am I choosing to only feel the vibes when I'm excited and then give up once the excitement dwindles down? Once there's a hurdle, then I give up and then it's difficult and it was supposed to be easy and it looks like it's not working, but you're doing all the things. So now I'm just going to give up. And now what's the point of doing my rituals? Now I'm doubting everything I once believed in the whole process. Like, do you want to choose to be that version of yourself, or do you want to choose to be the next level version of you who's showing up, who's choosing to change her perspective, who's choosing to change her beliefs, who is willing to change her energy, who is willing to stick with her rituals because she's doing them for the sake of doing them and it feels good, not for the sake of a specific result. For example, you guys know I love Magic Mind. Magic Mind is a mental performance elixir. It's this little matcha shot. It's got such good ingredients, vitamins, and everything that you need to extend your energy over a longer period of time while boosting, like I said, mental performance, like boosting your cognitive abilities, which also really helps me in shifting my mindset. But the perfect example of this is I'm not only taking Magic Mind on the days that I know I have a long day. I'm taking Magic Mind every single day because I want to optimize my mental performance. I want to optimize my energy levels, and I want to make sure I'm getting in those vitamins because that's the version of myself that I choose to be, the version of myself who is always wanting to take things to the next level with my health, with my physical energy, with my mental energy, right? I'm always wanting to maximize my mental capacity because even if I don't have a busy day where I need that elongated energy, I might spend time learning. I might spend extra time on a longer walk. I might spend extra time with people, which means I need to spend more time being present, right? So there's other mental benefits, but that's just who I am. I'm just always going to want to optimize my brain, always want to optimize my energy, always want to be consistent taking it daily, regardless of what's going on externally. So I love taking Magic Mind daily. You can actually get a subscription. They have a 15 bottle subscription for like half the month or a 30 bottle subscription half the month or for the whole month that you guys can get. They actually have a discount for us too. If you use my code or my link, www.magicmind.com/mindsetmagic. The link is in the show notes where you can get the subscription. And for me, that works really well because I know it's coming in every month. So I'm like, well, I got to use this up because the next shipment is coming, right? So that's an example of how I'm showing up for myself consistently every single day, regardless of if I have a lot on the calendar, because I'm going to want to maximize my mental performance regardless, right? There are certain things that we do when we have a manifestation attached to it, but who are you choosing to be? What are you choosing to do when there's not necessarily a manifestation attached to it? Are you just choosing to be an next level person because that's who you are, or is it circumstantial? This is going to change so much for you if you let that land. So if you're in a space right now where you feel like things are kind of stacking against you, or you feel like you've been working towards a manifestation that hasn't landed quite yet and you're getting to that frustrated state, I want you to remember to snap your ass out of it. It's working. It's rearranging. It's working out in my favor. Everything is rigged in my favor. It's this or something better. And it feels delusional. It feels like there's not external evidence, but that's kind of going to be our theme of the month, is like really leaning into this like Delulu vibe, this blind faith, because it does change things. There are energetic laws, immutable laws in the universe stating that your energy goes first. What you are in the energy of is what you end up attracting. What you are sending out as a signal to the universe is what the universe is responding to. So if you start by saying, nope, okay, I see external things are going this way. Don't care. I'm going to believe this. I don't care what's going on the outside. I don't care what's practical. I don't care what's realistic. This is what I'm believing. This is what I'm choosing. And things get to rearrange in that way. It was so unrealistic for me to get a 20K check from insurance from somebody who had a super old car and the most minimal insurance possible. How did that pay off my loan or my lease and give me a payout? Like, how is that even possible? That's just not probable. Most people would get screwed in a deal like that. But I chose to believe it's working out in my favor. And then I ended up getting a Manifestling off my vision board, my Range Rover, the exact one I wanted with the extra bells and whistles. I'm talking about like heated steering wheel, heated seats, cooling seats, fridge in the car, double sunroof, like the whole vibe, because I chose to believe it was working when nothing looked like it was working. So what are you choosing? Who are you choosing to be? And are you sticking to your habits, your rituals, your daily routines? Because that's just who you are. You're just that type of next level person. This is what the universe is waiting on from you, is for you to just lock in and like, this is who I am. So this is what I'm going to do. Not this is what I'm doing because I'm manifesting that result. Like I said, I'm not taking just Magic Mind because I have a busy day. I'm taking Magic Mind because I'm always going to be looking to optimize my mental performance. I'm always going to be looking to optimize my energy levels. How can I be more productive, more positive, have more energy, be more present? Just because that's who I am, not because I have a lot of work projects going on. If you see that differentiation and you make changes accordingly and you start showing up as that version of yourself, so much in your life is going to change. Okay? So I hope this kicked you in the butt a little bit, reminded you who the fuck you are, remind you to keep holding the vibes throughout this month when a lot of people aren't seeing results yet from the new year. And so they start to fall off. You're not going to fall off. You're going to be even stronger than before because you are choosing who you want to be in that process. Okay. Don't forget, we have our 3-day money manifesting challenge for the love of money that you can join for $33. Links in the show notes. And don't forget, we also have my special discount link for Magic Mind in the show notes as well. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share over on Instagram, send it to your bestie who needs a pep talk, send it to your mom, your cousin, share all about so we can get more people on board with just being this next level version of themselves. Okay. I love you so much and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section. So don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.